Anyone who knows anyone in academia knows that the ivory towers can often be stained in bloody battles. Professors, Politics, and Pop is a new collection of essays by historian and journalist John Wiener about campus politics and the politics of pop culture. Book critic John Leonard has a review.
John Wiener professes history at the University of California, Irvine. He wrote a book called Social Origins of the New South. But he also wrote a book called Come Together, John Lennon and His Time. This is because Wiener's a child of the 60s, and his definition of history is elastic enough to include rock and roll. Neither of these books, however, explains why Jacques Derrida, the godfather of deconstruction, should have complained in public, and I quote, "It is frightening to think that John Wiener teaches history at a university." Wiener, you see, wrote several articles savaging the deconstructionists for the way they tried to alibi themselves and their guru when we all found out that Paul de Man had been a Nazi collaborator. If you are as much in favor of frightening Jacques Derrida as I am, you'll enjoy this collection of Wiener's essays as much as I did. In periodicals like The Nation and The New Republic, The Journal of American History, and The Journal of Social History, Wiener takes the modern university as his beat and covers it like a police reporter. He not only goes to the scene of the thought crime, but interviews the victims and interrogates the suspects and makes fun of the courts. Wiener's mean streets are the think tank, the scholarly symposium, and the faculty lounge. And when he's had enough of this academic lowlife, he listens to Elvis, Springsteen, and the Beatles. He even listens to Frank Sinatra. Deconstructionists are a good place to start, because all of de Man's apologists, while behaving disgracefully, cited the loftiest of principles for doing so. That's the way it goes on campus. There may be racism, sexism, union busting, and financial footsie with South Africa, but the excuses for indecency are better written, with footnotes. Wiener looks at feminist scholars contradicting one another at the Sears trial for sex discrimination, at economists who did terrible things to Bolivia and Poland, at sociologists who smuggled war criminals into tenured slots in American universities after the war, at scientists selling out their academic freedom to biotech conglomerates for lucrative patents, at right-wing foundations buying themselves entire curricula on money-hungry campuses, at left-wing legal studies movements rewriting the materials and methodologies of law reviews, and at schools for spies, like Yale. He is least persuasive in his tortured defense of some sort of campus code to protect minority sensibilities against abusive speech. Speech codes of any sort are a gag on all of us, somewhere down the ideological line. Not so surprisingly for a radical, Wiener in his essays on music pays more attention to the politics than he does to the playfulness of pop culture. But you'll be nevertheless amazed to hear that Sinatra was once a pinko, the target of the House Committee on Un-American Activities, that the FBI spent more time going after John Lennon than Jimmy Hoffa, trying to deport him before the 1972 Republican convention, and that Elvis volunteered himself to Nixon as an undercover drug enforcement agent. In other words, nobody behaves well. We just expect more from college men. Unlike Derrida, I, for one, am pleased that Wiener teaches history anywhere he wants to.
John Leonard is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed Professors, Politics, and Pop by John Wiener. I'm Terry Gross.